This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agotin Mayed. We're learning Siman and Gimel. Sifhei, yesterday we learned that for someone to be the chazan, they need to be proper, empty from averos, not having a bad reputation, humble, desired by the people, melodious voice, sweet voice, and frequent to read Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. Mishnah Berurah explained, someone who's not frequent to read Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, besides not being able to read the words properly, he doesn't love the Torah. He removes his ear from hearing the Torah. So therefore his tefillah is an abomination. Sifhei. If you don't have someone who meets all these criteria, pick your best option. Haga. And what does it mean, your best option? In wisdom and good deeds. If you have an Am Haaretz, he's old, with a sweet voice, and the people want him. And someone who's 13, who understands what he's saying, but he doesn't have a sweet voice. Hakatan hukaidem. Meaning you have an old guy, the guy is a professional singer, people want to hear him, but he doesn't know the meaning of the words. 13-year-old, he knows what he's saying, he doesn't have a good voice, so halachically the katan comes first. Someone who killed b'shoigeg, inadvertently, and he did tshuva, he could be a shatz. Avlam also amazed, but if he killed intentionally and he did tshuva loy, then we come akum yatzal of shem ra koydem atshuva. Because at the end of the day, he has a bad reputation. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who koydem? Afiu liyos shel tzibur kavo, even to be a set shel tzibur, kol shuhu yud gimel shana v'hevi shtei sarais, anyone who's 13 and brought two hairs. Mutter liyos, to lay mikri ein pirkei noah, it's not considered someone who doesn't have a good reputation and a good upbringing unless if he consistently did bad things. Somebody who inadvertently did something wrong and he regrets it, harei zeh tzadik gamur. He is a full-fledged tzaddik l'chodvar v'mutal manoy sel chachila shi'al tzibur. It's permitted to appoint him l'chachila as a shi'al tzibur. Also b'mezid, if he killed b'mezid, lav daf gaharag du adin sharaveira suke da el b'sivdal divin shal yatzal v'shem rafil miyal dusay v'chein kasa b'chol boy b'feirosh. So yesterday, Rabbi Yankel asked that, what does it mean that someone who doesn't have a bad what does it mean someone who does not have a bad reputation? What is a bad reputation? Either he murdered or he did any other serious avera b'mezid. That's a bad reputation. Then it doesn't help to do tshuva. Meaning, in Shamayim it helps, but he can't be a shel tzibur. In Shamayim, they'll forgive him, but he still can't be a shatz. The Magen Avram qualifies this. He says that even if someone did not aver b'mezid, if he did tshuva, he could be a regular shel tzibur. Dafka regarding a fast day, we're machmir that he should not have a bad shame. Avaliyos shliach tzibur kavua. To be a regular shatz, the rest of your mutam noisav l'chachila, you could appoint him l'chachila. Kol sheshav b'tshuva if he repented. V'kaze hevi a primogadim shem el yarab al halacha. And similar to this, primogadim brings the name of el yarab halacha l'maisa. That there's a difference between davening on a Shabbos and davening on a tainis. V'kaze be el yarab de b'yamim noram al kapanim yesh achmer ladin kedin tainis. Yamim noram yishvim machmer that it has a din of a tainis. In other words, somebody who did navera b'mezid when he was 10 years old, and now he did tshuva, he's a great guy, he just can't daven for the Amud Yomim Naram. Because the truth is, even on a regular Shabbos, a regular Monday, there are different opinions. I remember there was an individual who committed serious crimes. I can't, you know, who knows? Did he did tshuva? Did he not do tshuva? But the Rav had to remove him from blowing the shofar. You know, it's sad. But at the end of the day, it was more than yatsa shemra bialdusa. It was yatsa shemra. Now this is all, don't appoint him l'chila, aval ein misalkenos l'kol yamim shav b'tshuva. If he had the job and he did tshuva, you don't remove him. Now this guy definitely had the job, but it was hard to say the person, you know, hard to know exactly. Shliach tzibur shahoytzi pamim rabbis treifas meach z'yodim misalkenos l'mishatz d'shuv d'adin l'lei k'mezid. A guy who's a butcher and he's selling chazer treif. So what about a guy like that? And then he says he did tshuva. It sounds like that guy we remove. Even if he did it one time, you hear this? A guy who has a job, he's a shliach tzibur, and he sold chazer many times, and then he did tshuva. You don't remove him. Yeah, lots of luck not removing that guy. Nobody, no, I don't think that Tzibur is gonna, you know, maybe he'll keep his job, but I don't think people are gonna be davening in that minyan. Okay, Rabbosai, Baruch Hashem, we got through this week. Monday, regular time, 9 a.m. Siman Nun Gimel Sifav. Thanks everybody for accommodating the schedule this week. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach, even though we couldn't be in Eretz Yisrael, at least we had a kesher to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who eat in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, but you can hang out with us for Shmini Atzeres, because we're going to still be eating in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Because, you know, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be Sveik of the Yoyma in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Okay.
Post-Eretz Yisrael, don't go like that so much.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.